Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a great start to your week. If it's Monday morning, welcome to the new week. If it's Sunday afternoon and you're in the Northern Hemisphere, then enjoy your evening because the week is about to start. And what happened over the weekend? Well, it depends what you were looking at, really. Bitcoin... got some funny little things on the chart here as far as, you know, some little gaps and whatnot. I think it's just the data on the charts. I don't think there were actual gaps in these top 10 because I just wanted to have a look at the top 10 and I just refreshed it and the gaps are gone. So there you go. So we can see here the last 24 hours, we do have a bullish candle after having quite a bit of a sell-off the day before. Now, the interesting thing that we've got, actually it was a two-day, we've had two bullish candles. Yesterday's wasn't that bullish. Today's looking a little bit more bullish, but there's been some good opportunities. I mean, if we have a look here at the level of 6,000, we've tested it now a couple of times there, or just around about 6,000. 6,008, the lowest point we got, and it's held. Now, does that mean we're going to hold, we're going to bounce? Oh, that's a big call to make. No, I don't think that would be fair to make such a judgment call. But you know what? With the market having come off quite significantly the last few, the last couple of weeks, we have had some great opportunities, actually. I mean, I know that, you know, I'm not sort of hindsight trading this at all, but those of you on the podcast, you can't actually see what we're doing. Within Market View, the subscription, you can actually see what's going on. Look, you can still get a free month there if you want to, but more importantly, what I'm trying to get at is there are still opportunities. Whether the market goes up or down, obviously, I say it a thousand times, I'd rather see the market go up than down. There have been opportunities. We actually got a nice little short on Bitcoin last Friday at a breakdown of, what was it, 6,428. 6,247 was the entry. Stop was a little bit, about a $200 stop we were running with a high of 6,628. So, basically, bang on $200 stop, and a nice move there. Obviously, went beyond, went all the way down to sort of 6,000 level. So it was a nice move, a little 2-to-1. Got my stops move, got a profit locked in. Not a huge profit right now, but there is a profit locked in there and sitting pretty. There's also, I mean, look, we had a great short on NEO. NEO was early in the week. And we had, I think that might have been last week, we had OMG, which was a great little punch to the downside as well, a little Fibonacci booster there. But by far and above all of these was the almighty Ripple, a break level. And you can go and have a look at this on the charts, actually. I mean, the level that we were looking at, the level that many clients took, and I say clients because I didn't actually take this. Now, you might be thinking, well, hang on, take this trade. The level was breaking down through 42.58. We're now currently sitting at 29 cents, so a big, big move. Stop loss was roughly 43.7, right? So big, big, big move there. Why didn't I take this? Well, as anyone who's gone through my programs, you'll know, you know, who's listened to me for long enough, if I'm not feeling great, I won't trade. Now, as I've said briefly every now and again, I actually suffer from this thing called chronic fatigue syndrome, which basically means it sucks all your energy. When it comes along, it heats you, it just takes your energy out. It basically, the best way to describe it is it takes you from 100% of who you are and puts you at about 20%, depending on how hard it hits you. Now, I've pretty much managed that pretty well the last 18 months. It's gotten much better. But on the odd occasion when I overdo it, I do get knocked down by it. And last week was a very, very big week. I'd actually got back in the water, went spearfishing twice, which I haven't done for a long time. And I just overcooked it. I just did too much. And what it does is a lot of different things change. So, you know, I get like all sorts of different things with my body. Like things change in me, and then all of a sudden, whack, I crash. Now the day that I crashed happened to be I knocked off at 2 o'clock during the day and went and laid down. That happened to be the same day that I had said, if this was to occur, I'd be looking for a short. Now, exactly what I had suggested did occur. It occurred at about 9, I think it was about 9 or 10 at night, and I didn't actually get it. Many of the guys and girls in the group did not. I've been stalking that level for a very long time because it shows up on the daily as well, a really strong level around that 42 region. So that was an absolute doozy of a trade. It's fallen heavily. It's a massive reward on that. So if you look at the stop being about, call it a cent and a half, or it's a bit more like 1 cent. Call it 1 cent to make the math easy. We were gone from 42.5 to 30, basically to just below 30. So we're looking at 12 times a multiple of our risk, a phenomenal trade that we found in a bear market. You know, as the market broke down on Ripple, you know, whilst others were worried, freaking out on their investments going down in value, we managed to find a cracking short. There was plenty more out there as well. Right now, stalking some opportunities across the top 10. Ethereum definitely looking quite bearish there as well as I run across to Bitcoin Cash. Back in that cradle zone on Bitcoin Cash. Candles looking a little bit big and a little bit messy. EOS also breaking support. Bitcoin Cash well and truly back into a downtrend. Now Cardano also in a downtrend. We look at Lumen. Lumen's looking pretty ugly, to be honest, neither bearish nor bullish. NEO just continues to be a wonderful trend that just keeps on giving and giving and giving. The short we had was up at the, what level was that? I got the drawing in here, $30.46. We're down at $18.52. Not saying we took it all the way down, but there's been opportunities all the way down, and there will be probably more of those if it continues. IOTA in a downtrend, Ripple, and also Litecoin pulling back in as well. Now, the question is, a lot of people have been saying, you know, are you now bearish on Bitcoin? No, I'm not bearish on Bitcoin just yet, and here's the reason why. I have a higher high and a lower low. I'm no longer bullish Bitcoin, I can tell you that much. I have a higher high and a higher low. Now, I've been waiting for that lower low. It's only just gone lower low, down to test 6,000. The prior higher low was at 6,079. Now we've gone down to 6,008. That doesn't make me bearish because I need to have a downtrend to be bearish. Now, I don't have a downtrend. Right now, we have no trend. Higher high, lower low, that is not a success of higher highs and higher lows and lower highs and lower lows, i.e. an uptrend or downtrend. It's in that stage where there is no trend. Now, if we were to bounce back up to, say, 6,800 as an example, and then break down through 6,000, I'd have a lower high and a lower low, for which point I would then be bearish. But for right now, as it stands, I am neither bullish nor bearish. I'm sitting back, I'm watching the midterm timeframes. Everything else on the top 10 for me, I am certainly bearish on, and I will continue to look for short trades. So guys, if you are not in the position where you know how to short or you know what to look for and you're a bit concerned and you want to make money as the market falls, because it could do, don't forget, just because you want the market to go up for the rest of the year doesn't mean it will. So prepare yourself, get the education you need, and if I can help, please let me know. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.